Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Anna and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Here's what I know for sure. Chefs are divas.
Stop.
I'm telling you. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Raven is out. Chef Plum from Restaurant Road Trip Food Network is joining me as my guest host this morning.
That's right.
I know that... It's true. I'm a restaurant kid, so
yes,
I grew up.
You grew up in it.
Yep. So I know how you chefs are, and you guys can be, and admit it, a little diva-ish.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Exactly. So, Chef would like to share the top 5 things you should never do at a restaurant. Are you ready?
All right. Let's do it. Top 5 things never do in a restaurant.
5.
Number 5. Super easy. Everyone, pay close attention to this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Never ask for ice in your wine. Don't. Oh. Have you seen people do that? Ask your parents. I'm sure people have asked for ice in their wine.
It doesn't bother me because because when I grew up, my grandfather used to take the homemade wine,
right?
And we would put 7-Up in it and we would drink it
Wait, what did you call it?
My no-no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Italian for grandfather. And we would drink 7-Up, with our red wine and we would have it over ice. So that, you know, to me, I don't think it's that big a deal. You want an ice cube in your wine? I don't know. As long as you're paying for it, I don't care.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't do that. We use that same word when we're teaching our kids potty training. All right.
4.
Number 4. Super easy. Ready? Here you go. Never, ever, ever order a well-done steak. If you want your steak or your beef well done, mm-hmm. please leave. It's all it is to it. It's so much healthier for you. It's so much better for you not to be. And most of the time, these steaks are curated and found. Like, they're fantastic, delicious, high-end quality cuts of meat. And you want to burn it into a shoe. Basically, what happens is...
Diva.
No.
Diva.
Stop it. Listen, in the culinary world, mm-hmm. a chef who cooks a steak or overcooks it, we call him a shoemaker because it's like making leather.
Oh, my dad calls people shoemakers all the time. He's also a chef. Is that chef terminology, he shoemaker?
Yes, that's absolutely chef terminology.
It's got to be.
He does that when he picks up the crusts off people's plates, right?
And my dad does that, yeah.
Go ahead.
3.
Don't ever be an adult and order off the kids' menu. Are you kidding me? There's people who do that. It's insane. Like, well, you know what? I want to save a buck or two, so I'm going to order the chicken fingers and fries off the kids' menu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, just stop it.
How about if you just really enjoy the chicken fingers and fries? You know how many times I've gone to weddings with children, and, like, I look at my daughter's menu, the kids' menu, and
right.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'd rather have her chicken tenders and fries versus my rubbery chicken that they're going to serve me at this wedding hall.
Well, listen, I understand that because at least those you know are going to taste like. Most banquet hall food is going to be terrible anyway, so I do get that.
Okay.
2.
Number 2, super easy. Ready? If you're going to send food back, totally okay. I understand that, right? Don't send it back more than once. Try being nice about it, you know? And if it's not good enough, order something else. Because trust me, you send it back more than once, I mean, you're asking for it.
Asking for what?
You're just asking for it.
Let me ask you a question. Is it true that chefs will, like, spit in your food? Because I know that...
Oh, God.
I'm a restaurant kid, but that would never happen at any of our restaurants.
Right.
Like, would you or do everybody you know ever do that?
No. You know, listen, so I've never done it. I never, ever would do it. I have too much respect for the business and what I do.
Right.
And respect for the people who come into the restaurant to eat.
Uh-huh.
I have too much respect for that.
Uh-huh.
However, years and years ago when I was working at a restaurant in Virginia that sounded like apples and had bees in it,
mm-hmm.
I remember someone brought their food back at once. I didn't say specifically what restaurant I was at. Brought food back, complained into the kitchen, and I watched a gentleman literally take his shoe and put it on the top of the sandwich and then put it back on there. Yeah, it's disturbing.
Disgusting.
Disturbing. Disturbing.
Number one thing.
1.
Number one thing. I don't care how bad the food is or anything like that. Don't take it on your server. Please don't tip less than 20%. 20% is what you should tip all the time to somebody. Honestly, these people make $2 an hour. Please tip them appropriately. That's what they do.
I agree. If your service is good, but your food is bad,
right.
It's not the server's fault. I always say that. It's the chef's fault. And usually it's probably Chef Plum's fault.
Oh, come on now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.